Today, the committee investigating the breakup of the space shuttle Columbia released its official report on the cause of the accident. It lays out in minute detail the many factors that contributed to the accident and the death of 7 astronauts. The report recommends a number of changes for NASA, but it also says those changes are likely to be met with internal resistance. NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum has been reading the report, and he joins me now. Morning, David.
Morning, Renee.
What is new in the report?
The report makes 15 recommendations that it says NASA should implement before it launches another space shuttle. And it had already announced 5 of those, and they included things like the ability to repair the space shuttle if damage was detected while it was up in orbit. And these really just go into a little more detail. Another one of the recommendations was that NASA had to figure out ways to see how well the wing was aging. And one of the new recommendations is that NASA in the future has to look at ways to toughen the wing so it'll be more resistant in case a piece of foam hits it in the future. But they don't really seem to be any showstoppers, and NASA's probably going to be able to go ahead and move toward launch as it was planning to.
Was the report very critical of NASA's culture and its management?
It was pretty tough. There's one section that really goes into the many things that could have stopped this. It goes through 8 missed opportunities. In other words, times when damage to the wing might have been discovered had things gone a little differently. It talks about the fact that there were 3 requests to get high-resolution images of the wing once the shuttle was in orbit. One request was finally made to the Department of Defense, and then 90 minutes later it was canceled. And the report goes through all the emails back and forth saying, no, we don't think this is a problem. You know, the material that covers the edge of the wing is very tough. It probably wouldn't be damaged by the foam.
Now, I know that the report was to make recommendations for fixing the problems that it found. Tell us what the main ones were.
It says the real root problems were organizational problems. And those, it says, NASA just has to get started on before it launches again. They deal with making parts of NASA more independent. So if someone has a safety concern, they feel free to raise the concern without worrying that they're going to bust the budget.
You know, I gather there were a number of emails that showed up in the report. Does the investigation board blame a particular group of people?
It really says that there's one point where it says the board believes that complex systems fail in complex ways. And it really lays out a number of things that it said sort of led to the accident. Yeah, there were painful emails. There were those 8 missed opportunities. But it also says history is cause, and it talks about the fact that NASA was under tight budgetary constraints.
And what does it say about budgetary constraints or the fact that much of the shuttle work was carried out by contractors?
It says that the fact that there was at some point NASA had a lot of contractors working for it on the shuttle program, and then it consolidated that into one contract with the United Space Alliance. And the board said that actually didn't, in their assessment, did not increase the risk to the shuttle. As terms of budgetary constraints, it says that did seem to have some subtle effects. And there was a big push to try and complete the major part of the space station, the so-called core complete part. And NASA had even sent out a screensaver that counted down to the deadline when they wanted to have that met. So people felt like there was an impression that people didn't want to stand up and get in the way of that deadline.
Well, we've all heard about how the foam hit the wing during takeoff, and other details have emerged before this report came out. What's the tone of the report?
It's kind of mixed. I mean, and in some parts of it, it really praises NASA and the bravery of the astronauts. At some point, it quotes from the memorial service for the astronauts and talks about the importance of exploring. But it's also pretty critical in parts. I'll read you this one. I'll leave you with this one quote. It says, "Based on NASA's history of ignoring external recommendations or making improvements that atrophy with time, the board has no confidence that the shuttle can be safely operated for more than a few years based solely on renewed post-accident vigilance." In other words, take this seriously.
David, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum.